Welcome to the Fresno County Library, and welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Please welcome your host, JT, I missed a door, Foreman.
Already? Really? We're already going into
we
that?
We are. I'm in a mood. We're going there.
Awesome. Well,
I'm going to drive everybody out of this library.
Terry is always gets into a mood when he only gets, you know, 7 or 8 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah. I need 8 hours of sleep a night and 7 during the day.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hello, and welcome to episode 40 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I am here with my good friend Terry, the Beast Michaels.
And you know why you're here with Terry the Beast Michaels? Because nobody else will fucking show up. That's why. I'm just going to say that off the bat. Nobody else fucking showed up.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Part of the problem is that I'm not real great at scheduling it. But that's only part of the problem.
Get on it, Joel.
Yeah, I know. I need to call people more a little more in advance and be harassing them about it. But.
Hey, can you be in my podcast in 10 minutes?
Yeah. For some reason, people don't
know. No.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I think I'm going to call people next weekend and ask them to be in my podcast. I'm like, hey, I know you're watching the Super Bowl and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But you think you could be in my podcast? You know, just leave that and come to the library instead of the Super Bowl. It'll be great, really.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure they'll show up.
Absolutely.
You might want to schedule that on a different day.
Yeah, no
I don't kidding. Want to tell you how to run your show.
But, yeah. Well, actually, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can find a big Super Bowl party, and I'm going to show up there like 3 or 4 hours before the party starts and just do a guerrilla podcasting is what I'm going to call this.
Guerrilla
I'm going to show up
podcast?
With all my shit, set it up on the kitchen table, and say, yeah, you can put the snacks out as soon as we're done recording my show.
Yeah. You know what? Somehow I think you're going to get thrown out.
Yeah, that's probably right. I don't know if I should take all this equipment over there and do that.
It's expensive stuff.
Yes, it is. Well, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 39, I would like to apologize to black people, my notebook, and everyone who wants to be on my podcast except Gary Lee.
And dude doesn't show up for anything.
Well, see, I scheduled him to be on the podcast when I could have scheduled any one of those other people who want to be on it. You know, all those people who didn't show up this week? They could have not shown up last week.
Quick impersonation. We want to be on your podcast. You want to be on the podcast? Well, not then.
Yeah, not that one. Not that one.
Yeah. And Gary Lee doesn't show up for anything. Doesn't just not show up for your podcast. Doesn't show up for a gig either.
Really?
He didn't show up on Wednesday.
Oh, he was supposed to be on the show Wednesday?
Yes.
Oh, so that's why I got to do some time.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. Okay, I would like to thank Gary Lee for not showing up to the show on Wednesday.
Yeah, Aaron said Gary Lee's not here. He said, who wants some time? And I said, throw JT up.
Yeah.
And he said, okay.
Yeah, I had a great set.
Yes,
everyone did. Everyone did.
The janitor went up afterwards and killed.
The dishwasher did 5 minutes.
Man, that audience, it was awesome. There was only like 30, 40 of them.
Yeah.
There was nobody around the bar. There was nobody talking.
Yeah.
Here's a quick impersonation of Ty Palms usually. Shh. Shh. Shh.
The bar hitting on chicks. Chicks pretending that they're interested in the guy talking to them.
Exactly. So, yeah. But, see, they pay $5 to come in and talk. That's like going to an orgy to jerk off.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, really. I don't understand. I mean, there are a lot of places they can go to and try to pick up on hot chicks for free and not have to pay a $5 cover.
Or you can just use the $5 to pay the chick.
That's true. Well, that's over on Blackstone.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, just cut to the chase. You know what I mean?
Well, if anyone out there would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing, please check out episode 39 and all our episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, just go to the site and scroll down a little bit on the right-hand side. There are buttons to subscribe using iTunes, Google, and My Yahoo. And if you feel I owe any further apologies or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, you got two choices here for the subject line. One is... you can put potatoes are white on the inside. Or, if you'd like to enter our contest, and this is the contest that I'm going to be holding. Last week, I described comedy clubs as smelling like a combination of hope, desperation, with a little bit of bitterness sprinkled in. Now, Terry Michaels here had a dissenting opinion as to the odeur of a podcast.
What did you?
I don't know.
Odeur.
It's a French pronunciation.
Well, excuse us. We're sorry that we're doing
the stench.
Thank you. That's better.
Of a comedy club.
We're not doing this in France.
That's right. So I'm sure many of you out there have your own opinion on what a comedy club is supposed to smell like. So in the subject line in your email, just put what you think a comedy club is supposed to smell like. And we'll go through all the entrants, and Terry will pick a winner, and the winner gets a date with me.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't it? I'll take you to Denny's. I really like their new new bacon chill, their new spiced potato skillet, so I'll get you one of those.
You're into the skillets.
Yeah, I am. They got the new the two new ones that are on their menu now. It's like spiced red potatoes and some bacon on it, cheese, broccoli, and either chicken or prime rib.
Wow.
And it's like $8, and it's really good. And yes, I actually eat the broccoli.
Nice.
Because it's covered in cheese. See, that's how I can nice. Stand broccoli.
Now, see, JT, because you like them, they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
That's how restaurants work. You go up to the manager and go, hey, I really like this new product. And the next week, it'll be freaking gone. Yeah.
Well, you remember the pancake puppies used to be on the $2 menu. It's not there anymore.
That's because
I can order it for $4 now because they put it on the
Yeah, because you ordered menu, it too much.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, you're absolutely right there. I mean, especially at Denny's, because I don't know if anyone out there has been to Denny's recently. You don't get one menu anymore. You get two menus. One of them is their regular menu. And the other one is their special menu.
Their cheap-ass menu.
Yeah, exactly. On the back of it, it has the $2, $4, $6, and $8 things listed. And then if you open it up, there's some other few new things that are inside. And they change that every 3 months. So don't get too attached to anything that's inside that's really cool, because it's going to be gone the next time you go there. It's like your girlfriend, you know, giving you a blowjob on your birthday saying, don't get used to this shit. I'm only swallowing for the special occasion.
Wow. Okay. Joel, you sound like you work for Denny's.
No, I don't work for Denny's, but I do really like those new two things they put on their menu.
They should get they should sponsor you,
I
and
think so.
They should give you free skillets.
I want to do comedy shows in their banquet room. You had what I thought was a really good idea. Is like on a Friday or Saturday night, do a 2 a.m. show in the banquet room.
Right, the 2 a.m. show, because they do it at the comedy store.
Yeah, the people come in wasted at after, you know, the bars are all closed, and so they all go to Denny's.
And we
can just have a comedy show in the banquet room.
The intoxicated comedy show.
Exactly.
Hangover comedy.
People can go to a comedy club, watch a show and get drunk, and then go to Denny's and watch a show and puke.
Which is what they usually do anyway.
Exactly.
We should call it the Hangover Comedy Show.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think it is a good idea. I think we should try to put that
together. Soak that up.
Which Denny's do you think?
Well, the only Blackstone
and Herndon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the one closest to all the hangouts, I think.
Yeah, and it's probably the busier one.
Yeah, well, either that or maybe the one. Is there one near Tower District somewhere?
No, well, they do. Blackstone and Shields, and you don't want to go anywhere near there.
Yeah,
we'd have to call it the Hooker Show.
Yeah, that's true.
And they don't have a banquet room.
No, that one doesn't have a bank room. All right, well, Blackstone and Herndon, we'll have to see if we can do it. What's her name, the manager there? The manager of Blackstone and Herndon.
Which one?
The one that was pregnant.
And she's on leave.
Yeah, I know. I'm just wondering if she's back yet.
I don't know.
I don't know. Uh-uh. Anyway, okay, so, Terry, how's it going? How's your week been? Anything exciting happening?
Let me say this. If you go to a restaurant, and I don't care what restaurant it is, I don't care what style of food it is, and you order $75 worth of food, and you leave a quarter tip, quarter, 25 cents.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Not 25%. No, a quarter. Yeah.
Doesn't your restaurant have some kind of
gratuity?
Gratuity? No. Over? No, apparently not. No, okay.
If you leave,
most restaurants I've been to, on the menu it says groups over six or groups over eight, 15% gratuity will be added to your bill.
Nope. They don't do it.
They should.
Oh, yeah, they should.
Okay, now, actually, here's the truth. Here's should. Should is there's no such thing as tipping, and the restaurant pays the servers the amount that they should be paid. That's should.
Well.
Okay, that's not reality, but that is should. No. That is what should happen. People should be paid by their employer a reasonable salary.
Which,
but that's not what's going on in our society. In our society, somewhere along the line, we decided that restaurants don't have any responsibility to pay their employees,
right.
And the customers have to pay the servers,
right?
And so that's what we're dealing with. So you need to fucking tip.
Yeah.
Anyway, I interrupted. Go ahead.
25 cents on a $75 ticket. Not only is that not acceptable, it's also insulting.
Well, it's worse than leaving nothing.
Right. If you do that, you should be raped in the parking lot in front of everyone as an example.
With the quarter.
And somebody should throw a quarter on your back as they do it. I'm not saying that happened to me, but it happened to me.
That sucks.
Yeah, I was happy.
Well, you know, I've talked to other people who are servers at various restaurants, and one of the things they always say to me is, the great thing about being a server is I always have some money in my pocket.
Yeah, now I've got a quarter in my pocket.
Yeah. As, you know, at the end of the day, they have whatever the tips they got that day are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand why it seems to be there are certain kinds of restaurants where the customers don't want to tip at all.
Right, absolutely.
And I guess...
Look, I knew the table was going to be bad. I knew it was going to be bad because when they were ordering, they were saying, well, how much is this and how much is that?
Yeah.
And then they said, are you sure it's that amount? So I knew right off the bat right there it was going to be bad. Because they didn't have the money. They were concerned about the money just to pay for what they were ordering.
Yeah.
So they weren't going to tip.
If you are concerned about how much the food is going to cost,
don't go.
Go to McDonald's.
Right.
They're really cheap, and no one expects you to tip.
Right. And you shouldn't have to.
Yeah. So.
So if that happens, you should have your ass kicked.
Yeah, that is kind of fucked up. I have a feeling we're going to be talking about this for at least a couple minutes pretty much every episode because it seems like every time I see you, I'm like, hey, Terry, how's it going? Fucking table 48 didn't tip for this shit again. God damn it.
Now, here's the main reason for frustration when it comes to this, okay?
One question real quick before you get into that. Mm-hmm. Was this on a Tuesday?
No, this was on a Saturday.
Because Tuesday is the 50 cent wings, and frankly, I expect people who don't want a tip to show up on the day when there's the cheap thing.
And yeah, I call it 10% Tuesdays, because maybe I'll get 10%, maybe.
Well, if I don't know what you're doing or how much stuff you're running or anything, but you know if there's $1,000. Total on the checks, and I got 10%. Well, that's $100 in checks.
Sure, that'd be great.
I'd be happy.
Sure.
I don't know how much you're doing each day.
Well, it would depend. On a Tuesday, I've had tables of 20 running up a bill of $250, $300. And I don't get even 10% of that. I'll maybe get 3%. So, you know, and I'm happy to get anything, but the level of work that goes into serving 20 people.
Yeah, you know, it's if you have one person, it's X amount of work, and if you have two people, it's X plus X amount. It's not like you have less proportionate if there's more people. No, you still have to bring one person's food out for each person.
I got to bring 20 waters.
Yeah.
Because they all want 20 waters on Wing Tuesday.
Yeah, you'd see a table of 20 come out there, and it's like, all right, well, someone just gets a flatbed truck. And
yeah, just throw it on them.
Just toss a hose over there. I'll start the pump.
Yeah, exactly. So, and here's my level of frustration. Last night, party of eight, 25 cents. Okay?
That's fucked up.
Party of two, $14 on a $40 ticket. Okay, now I can see how it balances out. You understand?
Yeah.
But like I said last night, how is it that I get 10 on two and two on a 10?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I see where it, you know, it all balances out in the end. But come on, everybody.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
your share.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have tipped horribly when I was in a large group before. It was because I did the math wrong in my head.
In a large group, everybody should just contribute a little bit. You don't have to. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
If everybody tipped 10% and it's a party of 20,
yeah.
a 10% of, let's say everybody's bill is $20 and you tip 10%, that's $2, 20 people, that's $40. That's a great tip on one table.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why if I'm in a group with a lot of people, I always want to ask for a separate check. And I know the servers hate that. You know, if you got a table of 20 people and all of them want separate checks, or it's like there's a couple here and they want to check for their two or whatever, I realize it ends up being a mess for you, but it prevents so many arguments over who got what and all of that.
And I get that, but here's the thing, folks, those of you listening. If you want separate checks, fine. Stay in the same damn seat. Don't get up and run around, and now I'm going to move here, and now I'm going to move there, and then be pissed off because we don't know who got what and where you are. That's my job isn't to keep track of where your ass moves. My job is to keep track of your fucking soda, make sure it's filled up.
Yeah.
That's what I do. So that's all.
Well, we're not bitter about this or anything.
I'm not bitter. It's the Bitter Comics Podcast along with the Bitter Server Podcast.
That's right. Well, hey, we're going to take a break real quick. We'll be right back. I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we shall return.
Bastards. I don't kill anybody. I never did that.
This is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back, and Terry doesn't kill anybody.
Bitter!
All right.
Oh, not this week.
No, not this week. Maybe if he gets a table of eight that tips 8 cents, someone might die.
Shank.
All right, now Terry, you've recently the list this week is of addictions, and I understand you have an addiction.
I do. Look, I got Netflix.
Netflix is awesome. I have to say that.
Do you have Netflix?
Yes, I do. And you know, they pissed off everyone off when they changed their prices recently. They had a price hike of like 60% or something.
They go up to like $18, and then everybody protested, and then they dropped it back down to $8.
Well, I canceled my discs, so I just have the streaming now, and that's $8 a month.
And that's awesome.
Don't tell Netflix I said this because they might raise the price, but I got to say that $8 a month, this is the best entertainment bargain in the friggin' universe.
And let's be honest.
Except for one thing, my internet connection cost me like $40 a month. So technically, I'm paying $48 to be able to watch every month to watch these movies, not eight. But
if you add all the channels, the cable channels, it would be more than that.
Oh, if you decide to get all of the cable channels, it would be something like $200. Unless you're like my brother who works for Comcast, and he pays like $40 and has literally everything.
But even so, you can't choose what you want to watch when you want to watch it.
That's true.
And that is the beauty of Netflix. And I can watch Netflix on my phone.
Yeah.
On my Kindle Fire. It's going to get to the point now where this Aquafina bottle will have Netflix on it. I can just hit, hey, wow, this is nice. Yeah. So, and there's almost nothing.
It'd be like the newspapers in Minority Report. You open it up and the shit's like moving around.
Yeah. Right? And it's changing. Yeah. You know, 3D. Don't get me started. Yeah. 3D. But I'm watching TV shows on Netflix. Okay.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of shows. Like, okay, I like Star Trek, but I was in the Navy when, like, Deep Space Nine was out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just because of deployments and all that stuff, I missed a lot of it.
Right.
And I've been able to go back and watch the whole series. It's great. I never would have seen a lot of those if it weren't for Netflix.
I'm hooked on Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. I've seen a couple episodes of that show. It looked really cool, but I can never find it again, so I gave up on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Netflix now?
Oh, yeah.
How much of it is on Netflix?
All three seasons.
Oh, cool. Cool.
And by the time you get through season three, season four will be on there.
Awesome.
And I'm halfway through season two. Those of you that don't know me, I'm a tattooed guy that has a fascination with motorcycles, so this is the show for me.
Ever since you had to sell it to pay your rent because your wife won't get a job, let's not get into that.
Yeah. So basically what this show is Days of Our Lives on motorcycles. So I'm hooked on it. I'm like, oh my God, what's Clay going to do next? You know? So, yeah, I'm
even named someone Clay.
Yeah, Clay. He's the leader. Clay's the badass. Cool. There's Tig, and there's...
Now, which one was Hellboy?
That's Clay.
That's Clay, okay.
He's the leader. He's, all right. He's the president.
I can't remember his real name, but he played Hellboy, and yeah, he was... He's cool.
He's a badass.
And he's one of the ugliest motherfuckers in the world.
He's a badass. He's like, who's that guy that's in all the westerns? And he was in Roadhouse. He was Patrick Swayze's mentor, older guy. He's like him.
You know, I know who you're talking about, and I can't remember.
He's like a badass. The guy's a badass. He's an older guy. He's a badass. That's, you know, he's got the gray hair. He's got the deep voice, you know. He does the ramp.
Actually, it's really simple. I'm going to look up on IMDb. I'm going to look up the movie Roadhouse real quick.
Oh, here we go. Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. There it is.
Sam. He's like Sam Elliott.
Yeah, he is. Sam Elliott is awesome.
So that's I'm hooked on that. That's my addiction. It's my addiction.
Well, you know, I don't think that's quite as destructive as some of the addictions that I got on this list here.
Well, let's check this out.
All right. Well, I got this from Audi.com. These are 7 of the world's wackiest addictions. And I've actually seen some other addictions other places that are even weirder than these. Like, there's a TV show on the Learning Channel, I think, called My Strange Addiction.
Oh, okay.
And there's a woman on there who ate couch cushions.
Oh, yes. I saw that. And, who looks at that and goes, hey,
there's
give me some ketchup.
Yeah, no shit. There's a guy on there who he got one of those real dolls. You know, they look like and they're the size of an actual woman.
A sex doll?
They're made out of like, not a sex doll. This is not a blow-up toy. Okay, this is like, it's made out of latex. It's like, costs thousands of dollars. It's anatomically correct, so you can fuck it. But he calls it his wife. It sleeps with him. He dresses it in the morning. He's done photo shoots with it in sexy lingerie. It's awesome. You know, I'm going to... Yeah.
Woo! This guy's my hero.
Yes, absolutely. You know what? I'm always hearing how if a woman could figure out how to make a dildo take out the trash...
Yeah, I wonder who
men are done. Well, if a man could figure out how to get a woman to shut her mouth, women might be done, and someone's working on it.
Hey, you know what? Those $1,000, that's not a big investment. I mean, you dare to dream. I'll get a bank loan. You know what I mean? My credit's not good.
Yeah.
I'll hawk my car.
Well, I mean, it's several thousand dollars. I don't know exactly how much. It's probably like 4 or 5, but...
But it's so worth it. I mean, for $4,000, it better be realistic.
Yeah. Well, here's that list. It's on BuzzFeed.com, and they have... short videos of each of the 10, but I think all of the ones on this website are from My Strange Addiction, the TV show.
Posed for pictures.
Onychophilia is the long nail fetish.
It's
one person has a fetish for sneezing. This is one fetish. It just shows people with what looks like some orange cabbage and coleslaw coming out of the mouths. I don't even know what that one is.
Wow.
Addiction to masks.
Addiction to masks?
Here it is. The doll love lasts forever from My Strange Addiction. Yeah,
because he could take that with him.
Yes. And I'll put a link to this list in the show notes as well. But
somebody will hold up the doll at his funeral.
Yeah, definitely. check out the video of number 4, and it shows him. He's got the real doll in sexy lingerie, and he's photographing it as if it were, you know, a model, and he's taking pictures of it in sexy lingerie. He calls it his wife.
Does it look good?
For a doll, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, because they made it so that its body is, you know, the anatomically perfect woman, you know. Big tits, but not huge, you know, just enough so you're not spraining your wrist and you know, nice legs and everything. I mean, they made it, you know, physically the right size of everything.
Not spraining your wrist.
Well, you don't want them too big, I mean, right? You're going to hurt yourself. Carpal tunnel is not just about using the mouse. You can click other things and get carpal tunnel.
Bring on the pain.
That's right. But
bring on the pain, bitches.
Yeah, check out number 4, this video. Actually, you know, I'm gonna play number four, and if the video, if the sound on it doesn't come out, I'll just cut it out of the show. But I'm gonna go ahead and play the video of number four, and just it's an hour, a minute 42.
An hour and 42.
My name is Dave Cat. I'm 37 years of age, and I can't live without my real doll. Originally, when I first got her, I called her my synthetic girlfriend. But it's actually progressed to the point where it's like, you know, she's my wife. She's not awake right now because, well, basically she kept hitting the snooze button. So it's just like, just let her sleep. It's not even worth getting her out of bed at this point. The whole interaction on a day-to-day basis, along the lines of like getting her dressed, you know, brushing her hair, things of that nature, you know, it brings us closer together as a couple. I'd actually worn this necklace a lot, and I decided she should have it. It's kind of like, you know, when you give your sweetheart a class ring, that sort of thing. The photo shoots are something fun that we do. When I first was even thinking about getting a real doll, I was just like, okay, well, you know, the sex is going to be fantastic. But there's also the whole concept of, like, taking photographs. My mother and I used to go down to downtown Detroit every weekend. While she was in various stores trying on clothes, I would actually be looking at the mannequins, and it kind of stemmed from there. Back in 1999, actually, my best friend, Monty, had actually tipped me off to a site that sold these lifelike mannequins that were made out of silicone, so they were nice and soft. I was like, oh my God, I've got to have one of these.
All right, so that was an episode. That was part of an episode of My Strange Addiction.
Wow.
That link is it's on YouTube, but I'll put a link to the BuzzFeed.com article, and it has their 10 addictions that they found on,
wow,
on the site. Yeah, yeah, no kidding. All right, so the list from Audi.com. Let's go over this. Okay, you.
Wow.
Yeah. You've heard of anorexia, right?
Yes.
How about tanorexia? Tanorexia is an unhealthy dependence on tanning.
Spray-on tanning or like regular tanning?
It doesn't specify, but it's mostly regular tanning, you know, the UV.
Yeah, that's called skin cancer.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Yeah, move to Phoenix. I'm hooked on tanning.
Yeah, well, it's a body image disorder. That's why it got a name similar to anorexia, because that's a body image disorder. You know, anorexia, you're throwing up, you want to be thin, and tanorexia, you want to be tan. So,
you want skin cancer? It's horrible.
Yeah, there you go.
Try the spray on.
Addiction, seriously, to skin cancer. No, you know what? That leads to addiction to chemotherapy.
That'll really fuck up your body image.
Exactly. And you know what? That'll make you throw up even more than anorexia. So
Word.
Next, hearing a phantom ring or experiencing a phantom vibration and constantly checking email are signs of a BlackBerry addiction. You may be a CrackBerry addict.
You know what? I kind of think I have that.
Have you ever just had that you swear you feel a vibration on your leg,
yes, right
in the pocket where your cell phone,
absolutely,
is normally, and you look and your cell phone is in your shirt pocket at the time?
Oh, or how about this? Not even in my pants, like,
yeah,
not even on my person, like it's in my car.
Yeah, I'm gonna. You just all of a sudden get this vibration feeling. I'm gonna start carrying it inside my underwear from now on, just so I can get random.
Yeah, but you're not going to want to answer a call after that.
Yeah, probably that. Not.
No, I do that all the time.
I don't feel like talking to anybody now.
I'm like always, I'm checking my phone like every minute, unless like I really make myself occupied. And then even when I'm occupied, I'm like, I wonder what's going on with my phone.
Yeah. Well, you know, I find myself checking my phone constantly just because, well, I'm not doing anything. I'll check my phone. You know, I'll be in a conversation with like four or five people. Someone else will be talking, and I will catch myself pulling my phone out and looking at it.
Yeah,
and I realize that moment. You know what? I'm not really listening to what this guy's saying.
Yeah, fuck you.
He's boring the shit out of me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what someone went and said, that nobody really listens to anyone else. They're just waiting for their turn to talk.
Well, that's true. I think that's very true.
Well, I hope this podcast isn't like that.
The podcast may not be, but everybody that's listening right now is probably checking their email.
Yeah, probably.
Bastards.
Bastards. Next, patients who do not have... a lot of people seem to be addicted to plastic surgery.
Nice.
There isn't a technical term for addiction to plastic surgery, but it is has been psychologically diagnosed.
It's called the Joan Rivers syndrome.
Yeah, something like that. She once said, "I have no intention of growing old gracefully. I'm going to have facelifts until my ears meet." That's awesome.
That's close.
I know you're not a big fan of Joan Rivers, but I think a lot of her stuff is pretty freaking funny.
You know what? She could be funny. She's just horrible to look at. Well, she looks like the guy from Saw.
You know, she's a comedian. I don't expect her to be attractive. It'd be nice, but I don't expect.
You know what?
Her daughter's freaking hot, though.
Yeah, but her daughter's starting to do that shit, too.
Oh, God.
She's starting to do plastic surgery. Look, I don't care. You know what? I don't buy this theory that you should be, you know, you don't have to be at least semi-attractive to do comedy. Because let's be honest, if the Elephant Man was on stage, you wouldn't want to watch that shit.
That's true. Well, I don't know. I mean,
you can't be hideous.
I also think it's different for men and for guys and girls.
Well, yeah, you have to be.
I mean, I don't see a whole lot of horrible looking women comedians.
Yeah, because that's
they're
too distracting.
At least okay. I mean, even I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. You're right. No, go ahead.
I mean, even the ones that aren't gorgeous. People like
Kara Leifler.
Yeah, I mean, she's still okay looking. Like, what's her name? The new insult comic. I can't remember her name now.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, she's not ugly.
No,
she's not a model.
No,
but even though she's big, she's all right looking. She's got a pretty face.
Yeah.
So she's not horrible to look at. But there's some guys out there that are comedians that for some reason the goofiness of their appearance adds to their appeal.
Here's why I think that works. I think you can't have really attractive female comics. It's hard for a really attractive female comic to do really well.
And I'm busy drooling over their tits.
Exactly. And here's why. You're not listening to what they're saying. You're staring at them. And then if you're on a date, because a lot of people go to comedy clubs on dates, yeah, your date's going to be mad if you're sitting there staring at the comic with a hard on. So if you're a not really attractive
especially
guy.
Especially if the comic is a guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, really. But if you're not really an attractive guy, a man feels safe.
Yeah.
With his girlfriend or wife looking at this ugly guy on stage because he's not threatened, so he can relax and enjoy the show.
Yeah.
It's all psychological.
I'm not a threat. Come see my show.
Exactly. And you know where we should put that?
We should put that on the flyer.
I'm ugly. Come see me perform.
Awesome. Well, a famous addict millionaire named Jocelyn Wildenstein, she spent over $4 million on cosmetic surgery over the years.
Bitch.
Wow, $4 million.
What a bitch.
I
could have given me $1 million.
Here's the thing. If you're that rich, you don't need to be good looking.
I would get my penis extended. I would. If I had the money, I would get my penis extended.
Is that an actual surgery?
I think you can, but I hear it's extremely painful.
Well, they're chopping off your penis and putting it in a piece. I mean, I would expect it to be painful.
You know, then you really have a boner.
No kidding. Folks. We'll be here all week. Try the veal. all right. Next, pagophagia is an obsessive need to chew on ice, especially into the microphone when you're doing a podcast with Terry Michaels.
Don't even kid. Who did that?
Bobby's friend, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Yes, it was on the.
You were doing the audio sandwich podcast.
Yes.
With Bobby Williams.
And the guy from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and he was chewing on hard candy and ice. Yeah. I don't even start with that.
Well, scientific research shows pagophagia can be a sign of low iron in the blood. In addition, the addition of B vitamins can help increase red blood cell production, and vitamin C can aid in the absorption of iron. So if you send that guy a bottle of B vitamins and a bottle of vitamin C, and tell him to chew on those during the podcast.
Oh, somebody can chew on. Now, I feel sorry for that guy because he had a heart attack since then. So,
really?
Yeah, I don't. He's still alive, but I don't know if.
Well,
Probably from chewing on candy.
On ice and getting yelled at by Terry Michaels can be stressful. That's, you gave him a heart attack. And what you did. You scared the shit out of him.
I was.
God, I'm coming there. And then, oh, God, Terry's coming to get me.
I doubt it. He's from New York. I doubt he's scared of me.
Probably right. The extraordinary practice of eating earth is called geophagia or pika. These are people who eat dirt.
As in Pikachu?
Yeah, Pikachu. That's right.
Pikachu?
Yes, either that or they're just a really big fan of Queen. Another one bites the dust.
Who looks at dirt and goes, hey, you know what? I could chew some of that shit. That looks good.
Know. It's brown. Chocolate's brown. Yeah, but so is poo.
Yeah, mud pie.
Mud pies.
I mean,
his older brother fed him too many mud pies when he was a kid. And he got
When they made mud pies, they really ate that stuff. God, what happened? He slid into second base, got dirt in his mouth, went, oh, it's like the it was like the old Reese's commercials. They slid, hey, you ran your mouth into my dirt. You've got your dirt into my mouth. Ooh, two great tastes to go to. Now I'm hooked.
Well, it's suspected that this is a reaction by people who don't realize it, but they have a mineral deficient diet, and they're trying to replace.
Like, hey, I want to eat some dirt. I bet it's iron, right?
Yeah, the practice. No, if it were iron, just shoot them. Bullets are iron, right? I'm just trying to help. Okay.
Shoot themselves in the face.
Your attempted murder is my attempt to assist them in living a healthy lifestyle.
I'm just trying to help you out.
The practice is most often confirmed to people suffering from chronic mental illness. No shit. So a person who eats dirt is crazy? Wow.
Thanks.
And commonly labeled as nutters.
Nutters?
Nutters.
I did that in the showers. Now, what am I addicted to?
Yeah. I don't know.
Nutting.
Nutting. That's
nutter.
Right.
Yeah, a nutter idiot. That's what he is. I'm eating dirt.
Next, we have people who can't stop whitening their teeth.
Yeah, nice.
It doesn't. Another one that doesn't have a technical term yet, but it is becoming a very popular addiction.
Freak show, that's what they're.
Since bleaching is easy and effective, people can really get hooked. Yeah, have you ever been in a dark room and all of a sudden you see somebody smile and it just glows?
No.
Her smile really lights up the room. Yeah, that's because it glows in the dark.
Not since in living
color.
You stop
bleaching it so much.
The show.
Well, according to a report in the U.S. alone, people spent about $1.4 billion on tooth whitening procedures in 2006.
Wow.
Yeah. And finally, and this one I think is my favorite.
The wrong business.
Yeah, no shit. Crap. We're like way late to take our break. we'll be right back and we'll get the last one.
We're going
to
tease you with the number one.
We are the Bitter Comics. We'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics and we are back. All right.
I went from the cavity creeps to the whitening. Because remember when the cavity creeps were dangerous? And all you wanted to do was get rid of the cavity creeps?
Now they call me Yuck Mouth because I don't brush. I remember that. Yeah, that was awesome.
Now, not only do you want to get rid of the cavity creeps, you want to turn them white.
Yes.
It's racist shit.
Yeah, it's racist.
It's racist shit.
Even my cavities are racist.
You know what? I went to the, there's two kinds of people when it comes to dental hygiene. Ones that make cavities and ones that produce tartar.
Okay.
I produce tartar. Okay, I brush my teeth, but I still get really bad tartar buildup. I went to the dentist because I need to have my teeth cleaned badly.
Yeah.
And the dentist says, your teeth look fantastic. You don't have a cavity in your head. And I'm like, have you seen my teeth? My teeth are fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that, but I'm going to get hooked on whitening. That's how it starts.
Well, it starts with Sensodyne.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the crest with whitening with bleach.
Yeah, how come they don't have any groups for this? And Mothers pretty, Against Teeth Whitening.
Pretty soon you're gargling with Clorox.
Ooh. And then you're the lead singer of Quiet Riot.
Bang your head.
Well, finally, and this one's fun.
this one's fun.
This one is so unique, it doesn't have a name, and there's only one person who has this addiction.
Let me guess. It's addiction to jump rope.
Close.
All right.
A Brazilian man named Luis Guarici suffers from what he calls an addiction to funerals.
His own?
No, other people's. This 42-year-old man from fucking somewhere in Brazil, goddammit. I can't pronounce this
wow.
shit. Has attended every single funeral in his town for the past 20 years and has quit his job to be able to feed his addiction. Quote, what set me off was my father's death in 1983. The first thing I do every morning is turn on the radio to find out if anyone has died.
How does he pay his bills?
I don't know. If I don't hear it on the radio, I call the hospitals and the local funeral home. A spokesperson
hey, for a local funeral home. Hey, you guys got any gigs this week?
Yeah, you got any gigs?
He's a comic.
Yeah, he's a comic. Folks, yeah, I played the funeral. I killed.
I can't. I had them laughing so hard they were crying.
Is this thing on? Work with me, people. Oh, look at that. Late to his own funeral.
Folks. You did too much time.
Well, see, a spokesperson for a local funeral named Sal Vicente said, quote, we don't want him to go to therapy. Everyone expects to see him at funerals.
That's some selfish shit right there. That's some selfish shit. Look,
I know he's ruined his life.
But
he lost his job. He ruined his relationship. His kids won't talk to him. Even the dog ran away.
But we need him.
He's good for business. It makes people feel good seeing him there.
I bet you the funeral home pays his rent.
Probably.
And you know what he really is into? He's into the food.
Yeah, he's probably just going for the buffet.
Because funerals...
Yeah, people bring food to
great
to
funeral, yeah. food. Of, yeah, they do. You don't show up to a funeral with, like, Taco Bell.
You know, they're going to do a sequel to Wedding Crashers called Funeral Crashers.
That's the dude right there.
That's right. It'll be based on this guy's life.
He's probably nailing chicks at the funeral.
It's Vince Vaughn and, crap, what was the other dude's name?
Wilson.
And Owen Wilson are probably working on the script right now.
Yeah, because remember, crashers. Will Ferrell was the guy that was going to funerals. He upped the ante and he was going to funerals and picking up the widow. At funerals.
Yeah, that's right.
That's him.
That's right.
That's him. That dude is there.
He's standing there crying with his arms around two 18-year-olds.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Wink.
Yeah. But see, this dude, he's going for the because the
yeah,
food.
Yeah, he's going for the food.
The food rocks.
Absolutely.
They got casseroles. You know, and if it's Brazil, it's probably weird food.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, though. I mean... that you would make so much effort to make it a nice meal when the guest of honor doesn't even get to try any.
But
you should put a plate together, put it in the casket.
Well, it's like pouring out beer for all your homies that are dead.
Why are you wasting beer like that?
Well, that
he's probably dead because he drank too much.
That's an old tradition that dates back.
It sounds like an Irish tradition, honestly.
It's just because
something involving alcohol. I would expect that from the Irish.
Hey, yeah, you're right. Anyway, it's
either that or cabbage.
Yeah, your name. Yeah, no shit. Your neighbors bring your food because they feel that you know you're in mourning, so you have a hard time functioning. So they bring you food.
You're sad and you're so distraught and stressed that you wouldn't have the energy to cook.
Right. I mean, well, that's probably that's what it's turned into. But it's just a gesture of we're sorry, and that's what it started.
That's cool.
So yeah, that's why you bring food to funerals.
Well, that's nice. That's nice.
You never show up anywhere empty-handed.
That's true. You want the people to know that you're glad to be there, and so you do something nice.
I don't know if you're glad to be at the funeral. It's good to be here. Are you guys ready for your headliner?
Ready for your headliner?
He was at
and then
the
pallbearers bring the casket in.
He's been to Joan's funeral earlier this week. He's open for.
Yeah.
It was an open casket, so it was nice.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're going to take a break real quick. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back.
You know what, JT?
Yeah.
You know, when you first started, I got to say I was a little disappointed in the number one this week.
Why is that?
Because when you said Brazil, I thought it was going to be a girl addicted to Brazilian waxing. It started off, and it's in Brazil.
Vagina syndrome.
I was like, this is going to be good. Hold on.
Yeah, this girl has gotten waxed so many times. She used to be a guy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ripped it right off. It's a lot cheaper than the surgery.
And then when you said it was addicted to funerals, it really killed the mood.
Yes, it did. But I'm pumped.
Folks.
Folks.
Hacking it up, people. Yeah, hacking it up.
I'm afraid I don't have a 559 text for this week because the library has blocked access to that website.
Really?
So I was here before we started. I was going to go to the website, look for a text, and apparently the library has blocked access to textfromlastnight.com.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, just because there's all kinds of crazy porn text messages on there. Yeah, the last one I did, I don't think they like us here. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think they like us here.
I like them here.
I like this place.
Especially the librarian that doesn't wear panties. I like her a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was hot.
Yeah.
The one that came in the dress that one time?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to announce over the intercom, you dickheads at room 4, get out.
Probably will soon.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? They are really cool here at the library. So everyone should come and use the library. You know what?
Or come at the library.
If you don't want to pay to rent a movie, you don't want to pay for Netflix, they have movies you can check out for free.
But they're not going to be the kind of movies you may be looking for.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some of them.
That's true. You're probably not going to get Bad Boys. There's a lot of F words.
Yeah, in that movie. That's true. Well, anyway, so let's do a few news stories before we go.
Word.
Okay. A group of researchers at the Advanced Institute of Industrial Technology in Tokyo has developed a car seat that can identify drivers when sitting down.
What?
You don't need a key anymore. You sit down, and there's a pressure system in the seat that through a series of 360 different sensors, it can tell who you are. And it'll start the car or won't let you start the car. So basically, if you gain 5 pounds, you won't be able to start your car anymore.
So here's what it is. Instead of a palm reader, it's an ass reader.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what do you have to go have a reprogrammed?
I don't know.
That is ridiculous.
But according to its makers, the system was able to identify drivers with 98% accuracy during their experiments. So that's pretty good.
And the 2 out of 100 are fucked. They're walking home.
Yeah. The other two are pissed off because they can't start their Lexus anymore.
That's right. The other two ate at a buffet.
Yeah, you know, this is the kind of weird shit that you expect to come out of Advanced Institute of Industrial Technology in Tokyo.
Or Brazil.
Yeah, these are the people who put all kinds of weird things on their toilets. That's the kind of stuff out of Japan.
Well, you know, we did bomb them, and we a lot of nuclear energy fucked
them
up.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of them still probably have brain damage.
Yeah, probably. Well, according to a recent report in Japanese Business Daily, they're hoping to they consider this an effective anti-theft system, and they're hoping to be able to commercialize it within 2 or 3 years. So wow. you can expect this to be a new option in your car when you go to buy a car. That they will have the ass sensors to be able to tell who it is sitting in a car. So, you know, the great thing is your 16-year-old kid who wants to go cruising can't steal your keys and take off with the car.
Here's what's going to happen. Gangsters are going to end up cutting people's torso off and setting them in the driver's seat. That's what's going to happen. You know, just like gangsters were stealing Nikes.
Yeah.
You were getting jacked for your... Now you're going to get jacked for your ass. And not in a good way.
I like big butts and I can't.
That's right. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts so I can steal your car. Without it, I won't be able to go far.
Word.
Word.
It's horrible.
Oh, here's a good one.
What are you doing, Japan? Yeah. Seriously. What are you doing?
This was about 3 weeks ago. The Vatican said that Pope Benedict has accepted the resignation of Gabino Zavala, an auxiliary bishop of the L.A. Archdiocese. The reason for his resignation was he had a secret family, which included two teenage children. See, that's the mistake he made. He had kids instead of having kids.
Right. He had kids instead of fucking them.
Yeah. You know, if he'd said, yeah, I had two kids.
Yeah.
And they were great. You know, and they misunderstood and assumed that he had two children and got rid of them.
If he had boned two kids, they would have just moved him. They would have moved him to Orange County.
To Orange County.
So look, you can't be in LA. We're sending you to Orange County.
That's right. Next, as the primary season kicks into high gear, Nevada's Moonlight Bunny Ranch brothel announced it will once again support Republican candidate Ron Paul for president. They are pimping for Paul. That's right.
That's too bad.
Word. Yes, they're supporting...
what they need to do is support me. That's what they need to do. I don't want to run for president. I just want them to support me.
Well, I love this quote. One of the... here is Dennis Hoff, the owner of the club, said, "We thought really closely about supporting Newt Gingrich because he's a cheater and we like cheaters."
And not the show.
Yes, that's right. Not the show. You know, brothels like guys who cheat on their wives because they often cheat on their wives at brothels. So,
yeah, but they don't use credit cards. That shit ends up back at home.
That's right. we've got some more funeral news.
Prostitution should be legal.
It is cheaper than dating.
It is cheaper than dating.
That's what I hear. I don't date.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
But you don't open doors.
It is cheap. No, one fucking door. One fucking door, and she's pissed off at me now. Are you kidding me? One door? We've been seeing each other for several months now. I started going to the gym because she asked me to. She's asking me not to move down to LA and I was this summer, and I've actually been considering it, and now she's going to get pissed off at me and doesn't want to see me for a little while. I'm taking her for granted because I didn't open one fucking door.
What is she doing for really? You that you would be taking her for granted?
Not enough yet.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, nothing yet.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're going to give up not going to LA? I'm sorry. This isn't what this is about. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. We finished that story. Go for it. Tell me.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit. I don't know this woman. I've only met this woman once. But let me tell you something. If you're going to tell a man, go to the gym, don't move to LA, open every door for me, kiss my ass, blah, 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 you better be sucking some dick or giving up some pussy. I'm sorry. That is the deal. It's America.
Yes.
And that's how America works.
Yeah. That's I'm taking her for granted.
Yeah. Taking what?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't done anything yet. You know.
I'm hitting the bullshit button.
The sex isn't everything, but it's a lot.
And, look, sex is something.
And there isn't any yet.
It's something. Something. You don't tell somebody, look, don't go to L.A. Don't go to L.A. for me. Are you going to fuck me? No. But don't go to L.A. where you might get fucked. No. No.
Yeah.
Go to L.A., get a hand job. Something.
Something.
Go to the Bunny Ranch.
You know, with all the money I've spent on her dates, I could have gone there a couple of times.
That's what I'm saying, JT. Do it. Do it.
You know, I was having a conversation with a girl.
Go open a door for one of those.
This was a girl that I knew I wasn't going to ever end up with. So I felt, I can just tell her the truth.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking. And you know, she's... No, I'm just kidding. Here's what she said. If she's dating a guy, and someone she cares about, someone she likes, and wants, and is hoping there be a relationship will develop, it'll be 6 months before they have sex. But just a few minutes before that, I'd overheard her and her friend having a conversation, and it's not like I'm secretly listening in. I'm sitting on the other side of the table from them when her and her girlfriend were talking about this. Her girlfriend is like, well, why did you go over to his house? And she said, because he was going to give me some dick. So she likes sex as much as everyone else. But she's going to make the guy and this is what I said to her. I was like, all right, let me get this straight. The guy you don't care about, the one you don't even really like all that much, the one that you even said you thought he was kind of a jerk, him you'll fuck. But the guy you like, the one you care about, you want, the one you think you might have a relationship with, the one that you're thinking, that's possible. You might end up spending the rest of your life with this guy. He's got to wait. Him, you're going to deny pleasure to. But you're not going to deny a pleasure to yourself because while you're making him wait, you're fucking around. Listen to me, ladies.
Preach on, baby.
If you make your man wait, and here's the worst part. If you make your man wait 6 months to have sex with him, you have no right to get pissed off when he lasts 30 seconds. Okay, the reason he only lasted 30 seconds is because he hasn't had sex in 6 fucking months.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Here's the other thing. If you made him wait 6 months and he goes all night, he didn't wait 6 months.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He's been fucking someone else. And you know what?
You deserve it.
Guys, if she made you wait 6 months and she's not tight, she's been fucking around. Okay? Unless she's got a 12-inch black dildo in the third dresser drawer behind the bloomer panties.
Maybe she bought one used.
You need to dump that bitch because she's been fucking around on you.
Mm-hmm. Reach on, brother.
And that's what I think.
It's the church of JT.
That's right.
Sorry.
All right, one quick news story before we go real fast here. This is a lawsuit that happened in Illinois. A guy is hit by a train.
Nice.
His body is hurled.
Oh, I heard about this.
Crashes into a woman.
Breaks her arm, right?
Breaks her arm and a couple of ribs. He died.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't his whole body that was hurled.
Right.
It was only part of his body. Right. A large enough part to crash into her and
it's probably her
break
torso.
A couple of ribs. Probably his torso. Hits her. She sues his estate.
Right.
You see, he shouldn't have run across the railroad tracks. This is how the fault was determined by the...
He was an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, it was an 18-year-old kid. He's hit by a train, dismembered by the experience. Can you say splat?
Mm-hmm.
She won a lawsuit against his estate.
Right.
At 18, I don't know what kind of an estate he's
got. She got his Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah, she got his Hot Wheels cars and the baseball card collection.
And maybe an Xbox.
And his textbooks, because I think he was in college. Those things are expensive, all right? That's a lot of friggin' money.
They are.
Yeah, right. Of course, she's going to have to sell them herself. If she takes them to the store at the college, she's going to get like 12 cents each for them. If she's lucky. If she's not lucky, they decide to switch textbooks again, and they're not going to want them back.
Sure, she'll get a quarter, just like I did.
So, yeah, it's basically this guy crossed the tracks, and it's his fault that she got injured because his body crashed into her because she shouldn't have run across the tracks.
He was from the wrong side of the tracks.
That's right. And he paid for it. And he's continuing to pay. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was killed on impact, but his estate is still being held responsible for her pain and suffering, medical, all that stuff.
Like Sam said, life is fucking you even in death.
Exactly. And on that note, Terry, you got any shows coming up?
I don't have any shows this week.
All right.
I'm showless.
Showless. Well, hey, someone book Terry Michaels. Please. God damn it. He's hilarious. Please. He's a great comedian. He's exceedingly funny.
And tip me.
And he's awesome. And he won't even fuck your waitress in the bathroom.
I won't.
He'll do it in the storeroom.
I'll do it on stage.
He'll do it on stage.
Because that shit's
He'll funny. Take her back to the hotel.
That's right. I'm courteous. I'm a gentleman like that.
That's right. He's a gentleman like that. I'm afraid I don't have any shows coming up in the near future either. Of course, I go to Ty Palms every Wednesday, DJing the show there, but that's about it. Terry, thanks for coming on the show.
Yo, it's DJ TJT in the mix.
I'm going to see if I can get a show recorded sometime this week with some people, but we won't be here next weekend. It's Super Bowl.
That's right, Super Bowl.
I assume you're going to be working.
I'm working.
The whole day.
I'm working 3 to 7.
Fun,
during the game. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's great work in the Super Bowl. They think, oh, well, you get so much business. No, you're not. Here's the problem. Here's how I see the problem.
They're going to order and sit there.
Yeah, because normally any restaurant, you won't be at the table more than an hour or so.
Right.
You know, unless it takes forever for the food to get there, but that's a different problem. Normally, you're expecting turnover about once an hour on a table. Is that about right?
No, not
hour and a half, maybe?
No.
No, yeah. I mean normal restaurants.
Oh, yeah, probably an hour, hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Okay. But the football game is what, 4 hours long? So the people are going to want to come in before the game starts.
Eat.
And they're going to show up early because they want to make sure they get a table, that's and they're going to want to sit there through the entire time. Game.
Mm-hmm.
And the game's what, 4 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, so people are going to be there for 5 hours.
Plus the long halftime show. At one table.
They're going to make you keep running on refills on drinks.
Yeah, and that's it.
Because everyone gives free refills of soda nowadays, mm-hmm. except for one Chinese restaurant that I refuse to go to. It's at Herndon and Clovis. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a Chinese restaurant there. They don't give refills of soda, so don't go eat there.
Take that.
Yeah, take that. But yeah, and so they're going to, and you know, they might, you know, after 2-3 hours, they might order some more appetizers or something, maybe a little bit maybe. Of stuff. But it's not like, you know, if you had a new table once an hour, hour and a half, and then, of course, nobody's going to tip worth a shit.
Yeah, especially if they're a fan of the team.
If they're team a fan loses. Of the team that lost, oh, you ain't getting shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially like here we are in California, and the two California teams that were in the playoffs both lost last week. The Raiders Niners. And
well, the Raiders didn't play.
I'm sorry,
the Niners.
The Raiders got knocked out the week before.
No, the Raiders didn't even make the playoffs.
They didn't?
No.
Shit, I need to fucking start paying attention to football. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
49ers lost last week, and I've never seen so many grown men cry at one place at one time.
I have.
You went to Schindler's List?
No, I need to start paying more attention to sports. You know, I had this idea for a book. Tell me what you think about this. A different chapter on each thing that guys are supposed to know or that guys are supposed to do. Like, it'll be one chapter on not just football. How to watch football. You know, what is it you're looking for? The stats you're supposed to see.
How to be a guy?
Yeah, a book called How to Be a Guy. And it'd be my adventures in learning how to be a guy. Next chapter will be on, like, how to I'll take that class on race car driving, on NASCAR driving.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do a chapter on NASCAR driving. And I'll do a chapter on skydiving. And do a chapter on picking up women. I'll have to get some help on that one.
I think we all will.
And I think it'd be a cool idea for a book.
I like it. I think it would sell.
Of course, just put it on the podcast. Someone else is going to hear this and start writing it.
The 9 people that listen.
That's right.
So, yeah, you're good to go.
Well, hey, we're going to take off now. Thanks. That's it for the show. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll be talking to you again in a couple weeks. Terry, thanks a lot for coming out.
Word.
I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics. And peace.